The Springfield, Delaware County School District is decidedly doing something right, and it's happening in large measure thanks to the efforts of its superintendent. Let's go to school with Jim Capolupo, cited recently as Superintendent of the Year by the 500-member National Association of School Superintendents. Mr. Capolupo, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Dave, it's a pleasure to be here.
Tell me about the demographics of your district. How many students in the system?
We have about approximately 4,000 students, and we try to keep the ever-important class size as low as we can, and we're very proud to say that in our first grade, we have class size 15 to 17, and we're very proud of that fact. We certainly believe that if we intervene early, that really does help benefit students and catapults them to future success.
And with that, let's focus on those first graders and specifically the literacy program for which you were cited.
Well, that was a goal that was given to me back when I was director of teaching and learning from our school board. And they said, Jim, let's get 100% of students to read. They said, how long is it going to take you to do that? I said, well, we need a curriculum. We need a game plan. We agreed to 5 years, and we track the students that were in our kindergarten through fourth grade, and we saw success by really focusing in on specific targeted approaches for every student. We sort of followed Toyota, and we looked at kind of a mass customization and then individualized the program to meet the needs of every student. So whatever a teacher wanted for a student, we delivered. We made sure that every child, if they needed a computer, got a computer. If they needed one-on-one instruction, they got one instruction. If they needed an alternative a method of instruction, they got that. Whatever each child needed to be successful, we provided. Now, there was no additional funds for that. We just put our checkbook where it counted and just targeted in on those needy individuals. In 4 years' time, we had 99.3% success. And had a massive celebration.
To what extent does your success serve as a template for other school districts, especially those that are working with very tight fiscal
parameters? We're all working with tight budgets, and that's just a part of the economy, and we look for no additional funding to support this. I wish that we could be a model for other school districts. I would love to see some of our interventions, ideas, and innovations be brought to urban centers across the country.
So in addition to being cited for that initial boost with literacy, also at the opposite end with the high school students, you apparently are part of a program to help catapult them into higher education.
Absolutely. We do believe that the first step was the goal of getting 100% students to read. Now the goal is getting 100% students to college, and we did achieve that last year as well. The future of this is going to be we're going to get 100% students having college credit before they leave high school. Just we want to bring that cost of college education down and be affordable for all the parents in our communities.
But to reiterate, 100% of the graduating senior class is going on to a higher education program?
Yes, some kind of degree, whether it's a two-year, four-year school or something, they need to go and do something beyond high school.
Superintendent Jim Capolupo, congratulations again, and thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you.